Among the startling and dramatic accounts of the tsunami is that of Michael Dobbs, a foreign correspondent for The Washington Post. His page one story today relates how, when it struck Sri Lanka, he was there in the ocean swimming. Michael Dobbs joins us. Michael, tell me what happened.
I was swimming around a little tiny island that my brother owns in a place called Weligama Bay, which is on the southernmost tip of Sri Lanka. And I was about a quarter way round the island when I heard my brother shout at me that there was something very strange happening with the sea. I looked around. I couldn't see what was the matter. It was a beautifully clear blue sky. But then I saw the waters rising at an astonishing rate. They seemed to rise about 30 foot in the space of a couple of minutes.
Michael, the water is rising dramatically. Did it feel violent? Were you thrashed around by a huge wave? What was going on?
It didn't feel all that violent. Many people think of a tidal wave as a huge wall of water 30 feet high, but that's not how it is, particularly if you're in the water. Rather than a wave coming at you and hitting you, it's just the water is rising very, very quickly. And it rose above the level of a coastal road that runs along the shoreline. Fortunately, I was able to grab hold of a catamaran that fishermen use. The catamaran came to rest against some trees and a building. Otherwise, we would have been swept right inland. Today, driving along the coastline, I saw many of these fishing boats as much as 300 to 400 yards inland.
So you're in the boat and it is carried with a surge up onto the beach, and then what happened?
Then I thought when the waters stopped rising that I was safe to wade ashore, but I made a mistake because the waters then rushed out with the same speed that come in, and I'd let go of the catamaran, and I felt myself being rushed out to sea. I managed to grab on to hold of another boat, and I guess I climbed aboard it, and within a couple of minutes, the whole bay that had been 30 foot of extra water was almost drained of water entirely, and I was on the seabed. My brother compared it to the dividing of the Red Sea. It was a kind of scene out of the Bible.
Did you see boats or animals or things getting swept out past you?
It was mainly that boats were either being rushed out to sea or swept 200 or 300 yards inland, where they smashed into people's houses along with the water, and in many cases brought the houses crumbling down around the people who lived inside them. That caused quite a lot of fatalities.
You managed to make it back onto what had been dry land. Your wife had been on the beach. You, I guess, were very concerned about what had happened to her, but you found her walking on a road nearby.
Yeah, I think she was even more fortunate than me because she had been on the beach and the water swept her across the road. For about 30 seconds, she was underwater, but she managed to grab on to a piece of rope that was evidently tied to a tree and pulled herself up the tree and waded up the tree until the waters receded. And we moved down the coast to another town called Gaul, which is one of the biggest, most important seaports in southern Sri Lanka, where there's quite different scenes of destruction. Here in Gaul, local people estimate that at least 2,000 people were killed, particularly at the bus station when a surge of water came and hit the bus station and trapped many people inside their buses. But at least here we're in a hotel high up that has power and electricity and water and food, which we didn't have on my brother's island.
But the circumstances there in Sri Lanka, in this city where you are, it sounds absolutely devastated.
Well, the coastal area is certainly devastated. It reminds me of a scene from earthquakes that I've seen. The streets down by the water are full of rubble. The main streets have been, and the shopping area have been completely destroyed. Piles of rubble everywhere. Fortunately, in Gaul, which is the largest city, the police and the army and the navy are now here. So they're controlling some of the looting that broke out last night. In the town of Welligama, where we were yesterday, there was very little sign of rescue services, and the situation from that point of view was hairier.
Michael, you've covered wars and disasters around the world for years and years now for the Post, but here you are with your family in this circumstance, and I just wonder how all this seems to you now.
Well, it's been a strange sort of contradiction for us, because on the one hand, there are these sort of pockets of high ground where things are going on pretty normally. In the hotel that we're in at the moment, the swimming pool is open, the hotel is serving a wonderful dinner, and then just a few hundred yards down the road, you have these scenes of total destruction. So you see both within 5 minutes of each other.
Michael Dobbs of The Washington Post joining us from Sri Lanka. Michael, thank you.
You're welcome.